So they have a chi of kriya, because without a minyan there's no chi of kriya. So they have a minyan, but ve'ein mi yudeya shiudeya likus patero kehil chasa bedikto kubatami. So we said we have all these things we're makbed on milel morah, etc. The trop. There's nobody there. It's a small place. They don't have so many options. There's nobody there who's familiar with all these things. So you don't say, well, since they can't read it properly, they shouldn't make a bracha. So they'll read it without the trump. You still make a bracha. Okay. Mishavur Sukkot and Zayin. Yikru Batara Bibracha. B'li Nigo not tell me, so they don't know the trump, so they won't say the trump. Okay. So it's not just a question of not knowing the trop. There's going to be things that they're going to read improperly, etc. So under the circumstances that we're going to allow them to read, even though it's mishtana, and we mentioned before that there is the Derech HaChaim who says that in general. That's not ma'akev b'di'evit. So this is like, there's a special argument over here, because otherwise they're not going to read it at all, and that's not proper. So Pichadish disagrees with these opinions. These are chronim. Because of the kibun sheyitu b'tuya shemishtanu hanyan, he's going to read things which are going to make a difference in understanding what the correct message. So there's nobody who could correct him. So if they didn't know, if there wasn't the valid kriya Torah, so first of all, you don't make a bracha on such a kriya. And second of all, you don't lane from a navi afterwards.
So from the errors that he describes, sounds as though they don't understand Hebrew. So what's the difference?
But it's not, the goal, that's a fair question, but the goal is to read the words of the Torah properly. The second half is that people should hear the words of the Torah properly. But the first step is that we have to read it. So if they're not going to get to that step, the Prichodah says, so that's not called Kriyas HaTorah, so what do you make a bracha for?
Right. Do you have to correct somebody if he makes a mistake in Avtar?
It's an interesting question. My understanding is that, so by Haftarah, there's definitely the concept which we had with someone during the week. You have your temp sukkim and you have to read your temp sukkim. So if there's a mistake beyond the temp sukkim, if you miss the puzzle totally, for sure you don't go back. We saw some opinions that if you do read it, once you read it, you have to read it correctly. Some say, no, that puzzle is not ma'akev. You didn't read it. If there's 15, 16, 17 psukim, so as long as you got 10 right, you're good. So by Haftarah, the Haftarah is 21, is in general has to be 21 psukim. There are some exceptions which we make it smaller because of, if the whole inyan is finished, so we don't read more. But in general, Chazar Masak and the correspond to and Shabbos to seven aliyahs of three psukim apiece. So if the Haftarah has 30 psukim in it, so even though there'll be mistakes in some of them, you would correct. You don't have to correct. But you got to get 20 psukim read properly. So if the person's making a mistake every pasuk, every other.
There's a minimum of 10 have to be read, you're saying?
There's a minimum of 21. Same way during the same day we right. had during the week. There's
so,
a minimum.
So if he makes a mistake in 21,
you have to correct.
Oh, so well, 21 is a lot of times. That's the whole thing,
right? So, some of the haftarahs are longer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, b'shalach.
So they should read it with a regular bracha. There's nobody who can memorize But there is a person who's able to, from the Chumash, say the Tomim properly. So he would, four lane for him. So he'll read from the Chumash with the Trop, and then the person who's laning from the Sefer Torah, fine. He shouldn't be saying loud enough that the whole shul could hear him. He should be close to the one who's reading the Sefer Torah, and he should read it quietly enough that the one who's laning could hear him, but not other people. Because otherwise you have a problem with Trey Kolo Mishtamoy. Mishtamoy does not mention the hand signals. It's interesting, hand signals, Rashi mentions the hand signals already. He explains the Gemara based on that. So Rashi seems to say that they had hand signals at the time of the Gemara. But, you know, so it's quite an old so there's a few other options which we have. But the one is that, you know, is it okay? I once was in a shul where the Balkari did this. He had a chumash open, you know, he looked at the pasuk, go back to the Torah and read from it. Look at the pasuk, go back to the Torah, read from it. The problem is, of course, it's very hard to keep track and make sure that you're reading from the Ksav, the Sefer Torah, not from what you just, you know, you start reading before you get back to the you start trailing off, go back there, you know. Especially if the tzibur is a little bit impatient, so you feel a pressure to try and do it as quickly as possible. That's one option. The second option, which they discuss, is that can we make a clear plastic overlay with the trop and with the nakudas, you know. Fits the Sefer Torah, you know, just overlay it, and you're not putting into the Sefer Torah, which you're not allowed to do, but, right, is that mutter? So the Moshe Disha brings the question. So he brings it, they ask the Rav Osner Zatzal, they ask him this question. So he says, Imikra din, he holds it, the Dover is not until the Heter. It's you're not writing it on the Sefer Torah, it's not. Putting some of the Sefer Torah for the Tzarech of the Kriya is probably mutter. So we could argue that there's multiple elements, you know, the different issues that you'd have to think about, they all seem to be mutter. But he's not Daita Neucha Midavar Mechudish Kazeh. He's uncomfortable giving a heter because a lot of these things, you don't know where they're going to, you know, where it's going to lead. Okay.
Sounds like a very expensive thing to do. It has to be custom to the particular saver.
You know, nowadays with the computers, it's probably not so hard.
You know, not all the software have the same handwriting. That's thickness a little bit.
Right, okay. I'm saying, but listen, within range, you're probably able to figure it out. What we have nowadays, we discussed when we got to the lachos of the pace and the samachs, back there in Hilchos Tefillin. Nowadays, most Sefer Torah which are produced nowadays have the same, the columns are the same. It starts with the same word, ends with the same word. Most of the lines are fairly similar in how the Sefer laid out. It's fairly standardized nowadays. And that, you know, which using the Tikkun, which was created about 120 years ago, whatever it was, which finding a way that you won't end up with any case situation where you have a close to the Rosh of the Rambam. Right, that was the kiddush that he accomplished without a computer, right? But so once that's true, and you have it on your computer, it's just a question of blowing it up to the right size, etc. It's probably not that difficult. When Rav Osner was asked the question, probably it was a little more challenging. But you're right; it's now okay. Simon Kufman Gimel. So. We discussed now about the person reading it properly. The next issue, which we're going to deal with, you know, we start with the basic halacha, they have a chiyuv kriya, etc. What if there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah? What types of mistakes are issues in that? So, just as a heads up, it's going to be some of the siftal is going to be a long sift. I'm not sure I got there tonight. So, Sima Kufan Gimel. En Kar B'Tar B'Pachos Me'Asar G'dayel and B'nei Kar. There has to be 10 men. Because I won't mechayev it, and they can't. It has to be B'nei Kar as opposed to Vodim. But that's not such a combination nowadays. If it's Chilah B'Asar B'Yotza M'Ksal Sinas Garmen, but if they started with 10, and along the way, as long as the majority is remains, so they're allowed to continue. But they will not do them after. In that situation, they will not do them after. And you will not do haftarah if you don't have 10. So the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Aleph, but Pachos Me'Asar, we don't read the Sefer Torah less than 10 people. To Darshah B'Kedusha, Veno B'Pachos Me'Asar. We the Chazal, this is a Darshah B'Kedusha, the process of Chi of Kriya. You need 10 people. If one of the people is sleeping, or one of the person is like doing something else, so the Bir Halacha later on is going to say that he's not mitzdarev. The Bir Halacha raises a different question. Let's say you have the Rebbe of a minion is not, you have people missed the Kriyas HaTorah, but they don't have a full minion of their own. And you have some people who have already heard that were willing to be mitzdarev. So for the davening, we have such a concept, you know, when we mitzdarev to the minion. Is there such an idea over here? What's the difference of the question? What's the lomos of the question? So by tefillah, everybody's chayv in tefillah. So we have a chiyuv tefillah, which normally comes with a chiyuv of chesed shat, etc. But we need a minion. Over here, it's the opposite. The minion creates the chiyuv of kriyas haTorah. So if I don't have 10 people which do not hear, some of the people already heard, I don't have a chiyuv kriya, that's it. So the chayiv, he brings the chayodim, is mistapik. About this issue, and then the Bir Halacha comes out. There's a ram that he says Beruvin Shilakaru Sagi. That he also knows as long as the roiv has not heard, so you have roiv and minion, you can be mitzaref some individuals who have heard and can create a chiyuv. So it's enough. Once there's a roiv which needs to hear, that's enough to be able to create a kriya. So you need 10 people for Kedusha B'Kedusha. The Ksiba Nidashim is happening yourself. Vasim Xavier Shavu, the Toch. So we know that it's 10. Dabashim Kedusha requires 10 people. How do we know that? Because it says the word Toch. It says by the Meraglim, Ksiba Hocha Mitoch B'Nei Yisrael. Ksiba Hocha Hibala Mitoch Veda Azois. Vein Eda Pochas Me'asor. So he uses the word Eda. Well, it says by Karach Yibadu, and then it says the word Eda, and then it says the Eda, I must say Eda Haraza is Hazeh, which is referring to the 10 Meraglim. Fine. After Gedalim Afuke Ketanim, Shem B'chusim Yudgim Moshalim Yamecha, we can't use Ketanim for this Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. You can't use, they can't be counted one of the 10 to create a Chiyuv. A cotton can count as for one of the aliyahs, but he can't count as one of the 10 people. If the people are of Adam Kananim, they cannot count for the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. If they started with 10 people, what's called starting? The Mishnah Berurah. The Erla goes up there and he says, Baruch Hu, Hashem Baruch, Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Wed. And before he starts the bracha, they realize that one of the guys left. They only have 9 people, so he does not continue. He stops right there. But it sounds like that once you started the bracha already, you would continue. V'yotzim Iksasa. So if you started with 10 and then somebody left in the middle, you would continue. However, Mr. Burr says there's a requirement of Nishtayar Ruban. That Allah that you continue is only if at least Rav of the minion remains. Anushisha Sagi, 6 is enough. Well, being in Ruba, the Minker. So the halacha differentiates sometimes that rov is not enough. You need a rov which is obvious. So between six and four, sometimes people, it's not so obvious that people to count that. 7 to 3, people would count. You know, that's 7 to 3, that's a rov, that's obvious to people's eyes. That's called rov the minchah. We don't need that. Now, it's improper to leave in that situation. And the Mishnah mentioned this before. While Yotzim Nemar Voiz V'Hashem Yichlu, those who leave Hashem should be destroyed. So it's not a pleasant thing to leave. V'Afin Gavra LeGavra, also even between Gavra LeGavra, it's also to leave. V'Chimut Alotzis Ben Gavra LeGavra Haladavka Ben Nishur Asar. The cases where we discuss that it's permitted to leave is talking about when there'll be 10 left behind. But if he's going to, even though they're going to finish without him, but the act of leaving behind not a minion, and therefore the kriya has to be done in this bidiyavid way, that's called Oizei Shem Yichlu.
They're going to finish without him
because there's a rule of once you start your, once you're masla, your garment.
Even if he leaves being gavra, they'll finish the whole.
Correct. So Mishnah Berurah pointed out in Sifkat and Vav garment, Hanu b'chol kol ha-shlosha. During the weekdays, you'll finish all three aliyahs. Ubi yom tov chamisha, Rosh Chodesh before, Shabbos, Kol HaShiva, Kriyim. Avalo Yosefa said they don't do a sofis, they only do 7. So on the Shabbos where they, right, you know, so like, you know, hey, one guy left, you know, 9 guys. So like 7 of them are going to get an aliyah, is it 2 not? You know, so they make her sofis. They can't do that. Remember Kaddish Achar Kriya, we say the Kaddish as well. Even though you don't have 10 people. But the Lechi of Kaddish comes in conjunction with saying the Kriya. So the Kriya was set up with 10 people. The Kaddish will be said as well. Avalam after the Yikra, you don't call up him after afterwards. So when you're in Acher, Lenigra Basar Kriya Satara. That's like a new function. So the Kriya, which you started, you're finished. Now you're doing something else. You can't start without 10 people. Vakoshkin Shal Yafter Acher Kakmanavi, there's no din of Haftarah, which also requires 10 people. So you would say the Haftarah without Havtarah. Haftarah not be din a hachi, the miskil of a bracha shall Haftarah, basara, biyotzimiksas. And if they started the brachas, then one of the 10 left. So they started the bracha of the Haftarah, not them after, the Haftarah. They started, and then somebody left before you finish. Even the bracha. So, loch as you finish. Garmim lam haftarah. Im berchaseh ha-shachakach. You will say the haftarah, and the bracha is at the end, even though you don't attend anymore.
Not the maftar.
Okay. Now, base. This halacha that you read, it has to be a sefer Torah. Im kosu kol chumash levado. So the person, you know, the same way we have, like, you know, there's a navi. We have a scroll for Yeshaya and a scroll for Yirmiyah. There's a scroll for Bereishis and a scroll for Shemos and there's a scroll for Vayikra. He wrote each chumash in a scroll form by itself. Filo begvila ka sefer Torah. And Karen boy, you cannot use ever kriyas Torah. Achiyu kol chumisha chumashim tefurim biyachad. It has to be one sefer Torah with all 5 chumashim. It has to be Beglila. The chumashim that we have, which are the fusim, so you can't read from that. You can't make a bracha on it. So it's like a zecher. My opinion, talks about at least zecher to. They have a little village that doesn't own a sefer Torah, so they should read from the chumash at least a zeicher for kriyas Torah. Magam shei sefer Torah ve'en shliach tzibur habaki v'negino bal peh. V'yisin noigam shashliach tzibur karim in a chumash v'nikud v'aylo karu acharav min a sefer Torah hakash. So like we mentioned before, so that the oila will read and the shatz. The kore will be reading from a chumash and 4 lining for him. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah and Karen boy Zion they come out of tzibur. So what's
isn't that a strange lashon? But he seen no Hagim, I saw it. I mean, he doesn't say where he saw it, what he saw, who okayed it. I mean, it's... I've seen a lot of things that doesn't make it right. I mean, has he know? I mean, just, and does he have any makar for this? Or does anyone bring that down? It's just, I don't remember seeing that kind of lesson. I saw it, but, you know. Okay, that's nice.
In general, there's interesting. There's a tshuva from the Ramah where he says that, you know, when he wrote his Ramah, he chose his language very carefully. So there's places where he uses the language of Noihagim. There's places where he uses the language of Nohagu. He says Noihagim and Nohagu are two different things. Nohagu means they are Noihagim.
I'm not trying to understand the difference between Nohagim and Nohagu.
He's saying, so Nohagu means they are Noihagim. It's past tense. This is a minhag which has been put in place. And therefore he's saying, I'm telling you what is the minhag. I'm not necessarily endorsing it. I'm telling you this is what they're Noihagim to do.
Oh, so Noahagim
Noahagim means in present. I'm telling you, this is what the minhag should be. So there he's.
Oh, he's saying that's what it should be.
So he says Yesh Nogu or Nogu, those type of language means it's a fact which exists. There are people which do this. I'm just telling you. I'm acting as a historian, telling you a fact. I'm not endorsing.
Yeah.
I'm saying Noahagim. This is what should be done. I'm saying this is
okay.
In present tense. This is what should happen. This
Got
is the minhag.
Okay.
So now he's saying I'm endorsing it.
Got it.
So, recent Noahagim is along those lines of that, like, it sounds more like a Nogu than I don't think it's a recent Noahagim, but it sounds like, yeah, I've seen people do this, you know.
Okay.
Which means, you know, there's what, you know, I'm not telling you it's a good idea, bad idea, it's out there, you know, it's maybe better than nothing.
Just interesting. I don't know if that, is that common, that lush one? Well, you see,
I mean, it, the whole thing is strange. The Mechaber discussed this case in Siman Kuf Mem Beis Sepeis. He had an issue with other minyan. They don't know how to read from the Sefer Torah.
Mm-hmm.
So he says you should read Bebracha Kehilchos. So we would expect the Ramah to come along and say over there. But by the way, but if there's Taka, nobody knows how to do it. So instead of what the Shulchan Aruch is saying that they should read from a Torah with the bracha, the guy should read it wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a meeting which people have to do this.
Yeah.
That's where it belongs. Right? It doesn't belong on this Mechaber. It's talking about the halacha of one chumash versus, you know.
Right.
Why is
right.
it here?
Why is it here?
You know, I don't know.
Okay.
So there's something. There's yesh dvarim begav. Okay. Saying current, but maybe they quote it Sibur, which means the more it says theoretically we could have been Misakan, that that's a valid usage for Kriyas HaTorah. It's a lot of doctrine that you need a kosher Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah. You have to Kriyas HaTorah, because I'll give them Misakan however they want. It's a come to Rabbanan, it's not a Raisa. They could have said, okay, use the Chumash, right? A Chumash written Beglila, right? But they didn't do that. They didn't do that because people will say, what, you can't afford a Sefer Torah? Like, you know, there is, in other words, the Rambam, we'll see as we go along, the Rambam differentiates in Halacha. That there's a mitzvah to write, it's to write a Sefer Torah. It's the last mitzvah of the Targum mitzvahs, is to write a Sefer Torah. Which Chazal learned me, there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, which applies on every single Jew of Klal Yisrael. The Rambam says, for that mitzvah, you need to write a kosher Sefer Torah. There's a new halacha called Kriyas HaTorah, which is in the Rabbanah. Now, Chazal could choose to require a kosher Sefer Torah for that. They could say, no, even Pesach Sefer Torah can be used for that. That's up to them. And that's actually a machlokas rishonim, whether you require a kosher Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah or not. Right? Again, because now, for the Rambam says, for the Mekayim, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, you have to write a Sefer Torah with all the halachas of Sefer Torah supposed to be written as. And then I'll get the din of a Sefer Torah with all the kedushim of Sefer Torah. Regards to Kriya, the Rambam sheet is, you know, a posel Sefer Torah is acceptable. Because I'll never Mekayim for Kriya a kosher Sefer Torah. Right? So they could have theoretically been say, well, you can use a chumash as well. But they didn't. Why? Because of Kovod HaTziv. That much we'd like you to at least, you should at least have a Sefer Torah. That, you know, the Sefer Torah.
And they have all of them separate. The Bereishis Shmos, but it's all written 100%. Is it a question that if all they have to do is attach them together? And then it becomes a Sefer Torah?
Theoretically.
Or does it have to be like Tasav Lomina Osui, that it's not, that you're making something that at the beginning it wasn't and now you're putting it together and making it? Is
there
that
is
an
there
issue
is,
with that?
Well, it's not that it's an issue that they have. There is a concept of writing it L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah.
So, okay. Here he didn't. Here he just wrote it.
Right.
You know.
So depending on how it was written, you know, what the intent was when they wrote it. But theoretically, if the person had that kavana, but wrote them each one separately, you could attach them afterwards. It's a printed chumash on paper, so that's not kosher. In the work aleim, so you can't make a bracha on a printed chumash. If there's no sefer Torah available in this village, it is proper to read from the chumash without a bracha, obviously. We don't want them people to forget the concept that there's a concept of reading from a sefer Torah. We don't give aliyahs in that situation. Whoever is the korei will read from the chumash the whole thing, and that's it.
So there's no brachas, obviously.
No brachas, yeah. Now, the Rambam mentioned this idea. Nobody knows how to read, so what he suggests was that the Arla, the Kare would read from a Chumash, and the Arla would read. So Mishabur says we do a little bit differently. We in the Noigim Shechad Kare Me'achumish Belachash, Veshliat Zibur Kare Acharo B'Sever Torah Hakosher. So rather than having the Shliat Zibur read from the Chumash, and the Arla read after him, somebody else reads from the Chumash, and the Bal Kare reads after him, and the Arla just sort of follows along. Mishum Yesha Nosham Shane Yodam Likras Benigan and Tom Philip Mekramasam, Lachin Makar and Shet Zibur. Because we don't want to put that responsibility on the Arla, because in fact, we have the same way that the Arla, some Arla are not even comfortable doing this that the Ramah is suggesting, which the Ramah is suggesting that the Shet Zibur will read from the Chumash, and the person gets Aliyah will read from the Chumash. Based on what he's hearing, not everybody can even do that. That, you know, get it straight and read it properly. So we said, you know what, the Shliach Tzibur does that. At least he's facile enough that he can at least do it with help. Okay. So the Mishabura Shachnar Sivkim. I feel a bit kforim shein nimsalem sefer Torah kosher emavor kenolah. If we don't have, even though all they have is a Chumash Bereishis, so it's Parshas Bereishis, it's Parshas Shmos, it's Parshas Noach, right? You have a Chumash Bereishis, Glila. You don't have a Sefer Torah available, so like maybe this is, it's better than nothing. Yeah, but you don't make a bracha. So that would mean what they do have is a chumash which is made beglila, which is a scroll, or bein sefer Torah shlemish el sheyesh b'psul, or they have a sefer Torah with a psul. Either one, that'll be the equivalent in halacha. The two of them are equivalent. Ein levorach in halach. Zel dasim mechaber dafilu b'shas lechak ein levorach. That if all you have is a puzzle of sefer Torah, there's some opinions that you do make a bracha. The Rambam holds you do make a bracha in that situation.
Just looking where Mavarchin Allah was.
What?
I just didn't see it. I was just looking where the end of that sif is. I didn't see the.
Oh yeah, yeah. I told you it's a long sif.
No, I know. I meant Mavarchin Allah. I'm just looking and I'm seeing Dalit and I'm not seeing where the words are. So where did it end? Now
here is a page of Zion. Shazakach Shein Latibur Rak Sefer Torah Apostle. And there's nobody who can fix it. Yesh Armin, the Yesh Nikras Boy with Tzibur Lebarach Alov. Yesh Poistle. So that's where he discusses that. The Ramah makes it.
It's just to fix a puzzle, say the Torah, is just a question of knowing how to write, right? I mean, to have you need the Yoy and all that, but I'm saying. It's just a question of knowing how to write, because there's no inyan of kesidron or anything like that, so it's kind of easy, isn't it?
It's easy.
You're no good. I mean, you're in trouble.
You're the villain, but not...
if you know how to write and you have the ink, then right. You're good, right?
Usually. I mean...
What else is missing? I mean, what else do you need?
If a shame was not written, the shame kedusha is a shame of ayah, so you got your stock, because you can't erase it, because it is a mechik is a shame. but it wasn't written with a shame, with Kedushas Hashem, so it doesn't. It's so.
That's, you can't just write over it.
No, because that's considered an act of, that's considered mechika as you're writing.
But you're not erasing it, you're just adding ink to it, maybe. Just putting
it on top of it. The Gemara says that the way that that's perceived is you're taking away the ksav below and you're adding a ksav above.
Oh.
So.
And you know how to do that.
Right.
So basically, if it's a Sefer Torah that has Hashem's name wrong, what do you do? You're finished? That whole Sefer Torah is gone? I mean,
no, you can take out the Uriah.
Oh, take out that piece.
Take out that piece.
And put in another one.
Put another one. Okay, now, let's at least, you know, it's 5 minutes, but let's start Sif Dalit. In the Imsu Tos for Sefer Torah, Bashas Kriya, they found a mistake while they're laning. So Metzian Sefer Torah Cheres, they take out another Sefer Torah. So the first issue which we're going to deal with, you know, the remote does at the end, we don't have another Sefer Torah available. Okay, but what did we do? We made a mistake. We found a mistake in the Sefer Torah. So we have another Sefer Torah available, but what's the law in regards to the Kriya which you've done until now? Do we have to go back to the beginning? Say, well, sorry, Kriya from Apostle Sefer Torah is not called Kriya, so go back to the beginning of the parasha. Right? If you could, go back to last week, go back to, Brachos, you know, how far do you, or do you say, listen, whatever you read, we're going to start from where we are. So, the Machaber says, Maschil Mevachim Shanim Satos, you pick up from where the mistake was found, the Shulchan Aruch says. That's the first Ashita. You don't have to go back. And in regards to the number of aliyahs, there was three people got aliyah in the first sefer. No problem, that counts. So we only have four more aliyahs. We don't say, listen, whatever you did before is like, it's not a kriya, it's not an aliyah. No, we don't say that. We say the aliyah is aliyah, the kriya is a kriya. We pick up from where the mistake is. So that was the first scenario was you found the Bishas Kriya that they're not in the middle. They're not mamash in the middle of the kriya, right? They found the mistake, being gavra legavra, etc. Vim nimsu tos bam sakriya satar. It's mamash in the middle. Gavra kriyasa b'sefer hakosher mavarach lachareya v'enu chayzer l'varach l'fana. So this person's in the middle of an aliyah, so he doesn't need a new bracha rishon even. We'll pull the second sefer. Continue the kriya from that point, and he'll make a bracha karn at the end. So, fine. The Rambam says, so the liya is 10, 15, 20 psukim. So, what you're suggesting is we stop, get a new sefer, and that oila continues, and he makes a bracha afterwards. Why don't we say, let him stop right now, make a bracha karn, and give the new sefer to a new oiler. So that obviously will require that he read three psukim. So it's up to Ramah. What will be, so if he didn't read three psukim yet, so that's not called a kriya, so he's going to, obviously he has a right to get an aliyah, and he has to get three psukim, so obviously he would take over the next sefer. But if he read three psukim already, it might be different thing. That's what Ramah is going to talk about, but it's all there for tomorrow.